Thank you, Greg. I am thrilled to be backstage with our soloist, Lise de la Salle. Lise, welcome back to Philadelphia.
Hello, thank you very much.
That was a beautiful performance. The last time this Mendelssohn Piano Concerto was performed with the Philadelphia Orchestra was about 60 years ago with Rudolf Serkin, and it's such a beautiful piece. It has so much sparkle and virtuosity and lyricism. Why do you think it's not performed more often?
I really have no idea. When I was asked to do this piece for here, actually, it was a request that came specially for that concert, that series of concerts. I was like, okay, why not? It's a new challenge. It's a new concerto. But I was surprised because this is really not one of the big concertos that pianists usually offered or are asked to play. So I was very curious to dig into more Mendelssohn's second piano concerto to see what it has to offer. And actually, I discovered, as you just mentioned, it's a very, very beautiful piece. So it was just a very nice surprise for me to do that. And to answer your question, I really have no idea why it's not more often played.
Your second movement had so much passion. I feel like you were really connected with that expression of the slow movement.
Yeah, this is actually my favorite movement in the concerto, so I'm glad it came across. The thing is, it has, again, a very tender and very passionate melody that keeps repeating in different forms through the movement, from very simple flute exposition to the piano with more chords, to the full orchestra. So it keeps growing, and it grows on you, and it totally took me, for sure.
You know, there's so many great composer pianists, starting from Mozart, even Bach, Handel, they were great keyboardists. What can you tell from Mendelssohn's writing in this concerto, what he must have been like as a pianist?
Definitely a big virtuoso, because if you look at the amount of notes, I mean, it's really many, 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 many notes. I think he was probably a very gifted musician and keyboardist. The way he writes, for me, shows that for him everything was easy, because it just some cascade of notes one after the other, and it goes with scales, it goes with arpeggios, it goes all the way, and you just want to hear what's important, obviously, the melodies, and it has to flow. And to do that, you have to have fast fingers. So I guess he was probably a very gifted pianist, and the challenge with that piece, I think, is to make it sound easy, or at least natural, and to give the lines the priority, and to stay very transparent, and to stay very alive and lively and brilliant and full of this magic sound that we want to hear, especially in the last movement, you know, this transparency through all the notes. We don't want any heaviness. So that's what I've been trying to do through the piece.
Tell us about the experience of working with Maestro Blomstedt, who is 92 this year.
Yeah, he's absolutely incredible. I mean, it's my first time to work with him. Of course, he is a legend. He has all the seriousness and the deepness and the intensity that I thought, but he's a very charming and very delicate spirit. And I can also feel that the orchestra is totally with him, and I think they really adore him. That's something absolutely fantastic, and it gives me hope to be in such a good shape at 92 and so lively and very, I don't want to say attentive, because it sounds too strange of a word, because it's not that he's attentive. He's like if he was my age, you know. It's not any difference. It's the same. He rehearsed with no chair, which is something very weird, even for conductors 40 years younger, you know. So he's really engaged in the process, and that's wonderful.
I know that you're passing this message on to younger students, because you are very interested in music education. You give master classes wherever you tour. What's the most important thing you can impart to a student when you are just with them for a very short time?
what I try to show them, that music is not just about being perfect, and I mean, we are never perfect anyway, but it's not about playing all the right notes and playing all in tempo or all, you know, fast and crazy. Sometimes it needs to be fast and crazy, but with an intention. What I try to really give them is the power of intention. Play with intention. In each note, put some intention. And don't forget that music is an art. So that's really my point, to reunify technique and music in order to create something that transmit emotions to the people who are receiving it.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Lise, for spending time with us and for touching us with the emotion of your music making.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking to you.